USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Iraqi officials are assuring Secretary of State Mike Pompeo that American personnel and property are safe. Protesters attacked the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad on Tuesday. President Trump is blaming Iran for the chaos that killed one American contractor. Daniel Hoffman is a former chief of station with the CIA, and he says this is exactly what Iran wants.
They have ratcheted up the pressure with roughly 11 attacks on Iraqi bases, which housed U.S. contractors and U.S. service personnel over the last couple of months.
Folks from all over the world are filling into Times Square as they get ready to bring in the new year. By this evening, more than a million people are expected to pack into dozens of pens to watch a number of entertainers and then the ball drop to ring in 2020. Temperatures are expected to be around 40 degrees at midnight. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. peace dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement is reportedly filing new claims with the immigration courts, seeking to begin deportation proceedings against several people who fall under DACA under the assumption that the DACA rules will be allowed to expire without congressional action. New Year's Eve is one of the biggest nights for bars and house parties across the country. Law enforcement agencies across the nation are stepping up their DUI patrols. Alberto Gutierrez is Arizona's director of the Governor's Office of Highway Safety, and he tells ABC 15 News out of Phoenix, there's really no reason these days to be drinking and driving.
Uber, Lyft, designated driver, be careful what you do. There's nothing wrong with having a couple of beers, some glasses of wine, but don't overdo it, because in these days, you know, an arrest can really be horrible for your life and your work and everything else you do.
Gutierrez also says in some states a DUI arrest will get you some time behind bars as well. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Wyatt Cox. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. Buy one, get one free special on a MyPillow is going on right now. And if you don't like it, you got 60 days to send it back. Try it. You believe it's for me, it's worked for over 2 years, and it'll work for you too. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA on a MyPillow premium pillow.
Enjoy the celebrations as you ring in the new year, but also keep an eye on your vehicle. USA Radio Network's John Clemens explains why.
Frank Scafidi of the National Insurance Crime Bureau tells us more vehicles are stolen at New Year's than any other day of the year. Why is that?
So many people go out New Year's Eve and get sideways, they can't even remember their name, much less where they parked their car.
Jerry Hagans of the Texas Department of Insurance has a theory about why so many vehicle thefts on this one day.
People are celebrating indoors for New Year's Eve parties, and they're not driving in their cars, so their cars may be unattended.
Scafidi tells us motorists in California have the biggest concern.
California, from the minute we started taking statistics, has been the number one state for auto thefts probably since the wheel was invented.
Hagans tells us Christmas is the day for the least number of vehicles stolen.
Car thieves don't want to work on Christmas like the rest of us do.
I'm John Clemens.
Utah is celebrating the one-year anniversary of implementing the lowest drunk driving threshold in the United States. On this date last year, the state law making it illegal to drive with a blood alcohol level above 0.05 went into effect.
On average, the state of Utah, in total, all law enforcement agencies probably arrest about 10,000 DUIs a year. And we're, you know, within the ballpark of that this year, maybe a little bit more than that.
That's Colonel Michael Rappich of the Utah Highway Patrol. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.